This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Trump says he's not running scared, despite national polls that show him trailing Joe Biden and members of his own Republican Party condemning his comments about Dr. Anthony Fauci being a disaster. Election Day is 2 weeks from now. Here's our Mike Gracia.
With Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden off the campaign trail, prepping for Thursday night's debate, his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, was in battleground Florida Monday.
This man, Donald Trump, would like you to believe everything is okay.
President Donald Trump was firing back from Arizona.
Biden even chose as his running mate the most liberal senator in America.
Meantime, the debate commission is adopting changes for Thursday night. During two-minute opening statements on each topic, the opponent's microphone will be muted. The Trump campaign isn't happy about that, but vows Trump will participate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Early voting's underway now in battleground Florida, which many experts say President Trump has to win. Elaine Zemlute was handing out Biden-Harris lawn signs in Palm Beach Gardens, where early voters were lining up.
Everybody's been really respectful. No issues. You know, maybe a couple one-finger salutes here and there from when they drive by our tent.
The World Series opens tonight in Texas with just 11,000 fans at Globe Life Field to watch the Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays. The smallest crowd for a World Series game since roughly 1909. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, of course. The coronavirus has now killed more than 220,000 people in this country. A newborn baby boy delivered after his mother was shot and killed last week in Chicago has died. The baby was 4 days old. He was delivered after his mother was shot twice in the back while standing outside her home on the city's south side. This is AP News. We are hearing that senior Palestinian official Saeb Erekat is in critical condition at an Israeli hospital with the coronavirus. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports from overseas on this story.
Erekat's family has told the official Palestinian news agency, WAFA, that he's receiving artificial respiration in an intensive care unit at Israel's Hadassah Medical Center. The hospital says Erekat's case is challenging as he suffers from a weak immune system and a bacterial infection in addition to COVID-19. Erekat has been one of the Palestinians' most recognizable faces over the past several decades, serving as a senior negotiator in talks with Israel. He's also a senior advisor to late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and current President Mahmoud Abbas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.